AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is pushing insurance companies to increase coverage of mental health treatments.
Nearly 70% of our kids who seek care for mental health or addiction cannot get it.
Julie Walker says proposed rules would require insurers provide the same level of coverage for mental as physical care.
The Biden administration says it's aiming to address issues such as insurers enabling nutritional counseling for diabetes patients, but making it more difficult for those with eating disorders. By measuring outcomes, the White House says it will force insurers to make modifications to come into compliance with the law.
A federal judge has blocked the Biden administration's limits on asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. Lisa Dwyer has more.
It allows immigration authorities to deny asylum to migrants who arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border without first applying online or seeking protection in a country they passed through. The Justice Department immediately appealed the order and asked for the ruling to be put on hold while the case is being heard.
Norman Hall has the latest from Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says Republican lawmakers may consider an impeachment inquiry of President Joe Biden over unproven claims of financial misconduct. McCarthy says the questions House Republicans are raising about Biden family finances need to be investigated, but he acknowledges House probes have not proven any wrongdoing. With a slim majority in the House, McCarthy faces demands from allies of former President Donald Trump to elevate their priorities. Norman Hall, Washington.
UPS has reached a contract with its union, averting a potential strike. Teamsters must still ratify it. The vote's scheduled for next month. And LeBron James's son, Bronny, is hospitalized in stable condition after going into cardiac arrest during basketball practice at the University of Southern California. This is AP News. President Biden has established a national monument honoring Emmett Till and his mother. Ed Donahue has more.
14-year-old Emmett Till was abducted, tortured, and killed in Mississippi in 1955. He was taken from his uncle's home at gunpoint by two vengeful white men for flirting with the wife of one of his kidnappers. An all-white jury acquitted Till's white killers.
We can't just choose to learn what we want to know.
The signing by the president comes as some schools are limiting teaching of slavery and black history.
We should know everything, the good, the bad, the truth of who we are as a nation.
The monument in Illinois and Mississippi also honor Till's mother for her work to keep his legacy alive. At his funeral, Mamie Till Mobley kept her son's casket open.
All you moms out there, imagine the courage it took to say, let them see.
The proclamation was signed on what would have been Emmett Till's 82nd birthday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Thanks, Ed. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.